welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is going to be a special Christmas episode where a group of us did a Christmas collaboration between our different podcasts. So we all follow different genre, different theming for Old Time Radio. So definitely go ahead and check out their links. It will be in the show notes if you want to hear the full episode. This is only going to be about 5 minutes and just give you a taste. The first episode here is going to be by Ron Eckelberger. He does Old Time Radio, and let's have him describe this episode and get into the nitty gritty. Enjoy it. And again, check out the show notes for more information on his podcast. Ron, go ahead and take it away.
Without further ado, here is Eve Arden as Miss Brooks in an episode entitled The Magic Christmas Tree.
Colgate Palmolive Pete, makers of Colgate Dental Cream, Luster Cream Shampoo, and Palmolive Shaving Creams, bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. And we take this joyous opportunity to wish you, on behalf of Colgate Palmolive Pete, a glorious Merry Christmas. And now, Our Miss Brooks. It's time once again for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks, written by Al Lewis. Well, most of us spent Christmas Eve with our families and friends. But our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School, wasn't quite so fortunate.
No, my family was too far away to visit, and it seems my friends had other plans. But I made up my mind not to brood about it, and was trimming a rather tiny tree in our living room when my landlady, Mrs. Davis, joined me.
What a nice tree, Connie.
It isn't really, Mrs. Davis, but it's the only one I could afford.
Oh, what did you pay for it?
I found it in a vacant lot. What I like about it is the size. It's not too big or too small. It's just too small.
I'd like to stay here and celebrate Christmas Eve with you, Connie, but I promised my sister Angela I'd come over to her place. You remember Angela? The absent-minded one?
Oh, certainly, Mrs. Davis.
She always got a big thrill out of the holidays, even when we were girls. Of course, the poor dear could never remember when it was actually Christmas. And one Christmas morning, she did the funniest thing.
What's that, Mrs. Davis?
What's what, dear?
What did Angela do?
Angela?
Your sister.
My sister.
The absent-minded one. What did she do?
I haven't spoken to Angela in some time. What has she been up to?
That's what I'd like to know. Maybe I can refresh your memory. Christmas morning, Angela did the funniest thing.
Christmas morning isn't until tomorrow, Connie. You must be confused.
Well, don't worry about it. I only get these spells once in a while.
Well, you shouldn't let it go, Connie. If you don't mind my offering a little advice, I'd like to suggest that you train your mind to concentrate more.
I'll do it, Mrs. Davis.
Now, I've developed a little scheme which works wonders for me. Supposing you have trouble remembering where you put things around the house. Well, you just keep repeating the location to yourself with a sort of rhythm. For example, I just chant to myself, the mustard's in the closet, the bread is in the box. The mustard's in the closet, the bread is in the box. The mustard's in the closet, the bread is in the box. Now, isn't that simple?
Oh.
Mustard's in the closet, bread.
That's wonderful, Mrs. Davis. If anybody wants a mustard sandwich, you're really ready.
Yes. Now, before I do anything else, I want to invite you to join me tonight.
Join you?
Yes, dear. I'm going over to,
Angela's house?
Yeah, that's right. She's so cute with that little absent mind of hers. Why, sometimes she forgets what she's talking about right in the middle of a sentence and, oh, dear me, I hope that cat's got enough milk.
Well, I'm sure if we, but then, maybe someday, or if it doesn't seem too. And that's why I can't join you tonight. Thanks anyway, Mrs. Davis. I'll just spend a quiet evening at home here.
But how about Mr. Boynton? Don't tell me he was too shy to ask you for a date on Christmas Eve.
Why do you think there's mistletoe on all four walls? No, Mr. Boynton asked me all right, but then he canceled yesterday. Said he's going upstate to visit his folks for a couple of days. But don't worry about me, Mrs. Davis. I'll have a gay time. I'll listen to the radio, read, and from this window I can see our neighbor's television antenna.
But what about the little gifts you've got for Walter Denton and Mr. and Mrs. Conklin and Harriet? When are you going to deliver them?
Oh, they told me not to bother. They said we'd exchange on the 26th.
The 26th? But I don't think the day after Christmas is the time to exchange gifts.
You don't? You should see the department stores. What's that, Mrs. Davis?
It's Minerva. Where are you, dear?
Oh, she's over by the tree. Here, Rover. Minerva.
Isn't it the strangest thing how she bites at the pine needles? I guess the rosin in them appeals to her. I'd swear she likes the taste of it.
I guess to her it's like a Tom and Jerry, or rather a Minnie and Mickey. Come on, Minerva, come on over here. We might as well get friendly. We're going to spend the evening together.
Well, I'll be running along now, dear. I hope you won't feel too lonely.
Oh, I'll be fine, Mrs. Davis. After all, I do have an imagination. I'll hang my stocking up in a little while, and then when I'm pretending that I'm asleep, I'll sneak in and fill it. Oh, before you know it, it'll be midnight.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.